Hundreds of people lined the streets as an 18th century carriage pulled by two horses brought the casket of Coretta Scott King to the Georgia State Capitol. Mrs. King is the first black and the first woman to lie in state under the gold dome of Georgia's Capitol building. During a brief ceremony, Governor Sonny Perdue called Mrs. King one of Georgia's most beloved citizens as he offered condolences to the King family.
She proudly bore the torch of her husband's legacy of advancing freedom and social justice across our nation and around the world. And she, after Martin's death, made it her legacy as well. Through the work of the King Center that she founded, Mrs. King carried forth a message of peace across all nations. And today, her loss is mourned across all nations, as well as here in her home, her native home of Georgia.
The honors accorded Mrs. King by Georgia's governor were in sharp contrast to the way the death of her husband, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., was treated after his 1968 assassination. Then Georgia Governor Lester Maddox did not attend the Reverend King's funeral and refused to let his body lie in honor at the state capitol. Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin, a black woman, noted progress in race relations that has occurred in the southern United States and Mrs. King's role in facilitating change.
For I would not be in this place as mayor of Atlanta had Coretta not lived and fought for our right as African Americans to be here.
After the viewing at the Capitol, Mrs. King's casket will lie at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where her husband preached in the years before his death. A funeral service will be held Tuesday at a suburban Atlanta church where the King's youngest daughter, Bernice, is a minister. This is Mike Cooper for VOA News, Atlanta.